Okay, injuries today. Miles Burris was limited today. Mastery practice full. Darren McFadden was limited again today. Lucas Nix was full. Jeremy Stewart didn't practice. Vance Walker didn't practice. Charles Woodson was limited again today. And C.O. Moore did not practice with an illness.
Progress till it looks fine? Or?
Yeah, he had another good day today, so hopefully we'll have another good day tomorrow, and I would hope that he would be able to be up and ready to go this weekend.
How would you describe the team's energy level right now, Dennis?
I think it's good. I think our guys are they're still working hard, and I think they understand that, you know, we got two games left in the season. San Diego this weekend, and I think they're all looking forward to going down there and playing.
Pat Sims seemed to play a ton of snaps last week, much more than he has throughout the course of the season. Was that a result of Walker being out and the rotation being tighter, and how do you think he responded to that?
Well, first of all, I thought he played well. And really, I think the last couple of weeks he's played better. And, his snaps went up a little bit because of, the tackle depth inside with Vance Walker being out. So, I'm hopeful that, we worked Vance out today. And, hopefully he responds well to that. And then we'll see where he's at tomorrow. If he can practice tomorrow, then there's a chance he might be able to be available this weekend.
You talk about Pat's impact over the course of the season. Has he been what you wanted him to be?
Yeah, Pat's done a nice job for us. And specifically the last few weeks, he's played better. And, he's a big body inside, physical player versus the run. And actually, because of Vance's injury, we've played him more nickel downs, and he's done a pretty good job of being able to get a little bit of pressure on the quarterback. So, Pat Sims has done a good job for us.
Had a lot of guys on defense play an awful lot of snaps this year. How much does that affect guys as the year gets late in the year?
Well, I think when you go through and you look at it, a lot of those guys have played, probably the most snaps that they've played in their career. And that's something that, really you got to train your body to go through that. And it's something that they hadn't been through. They got to continue to work and continue to strive to get better and push through that, that soreness or whatever it is that, that you get late in the season, and everybody goes through it. But they're probably not much different in a lot of ways than some of the rookies that when they play an extended amount of plays, there comes a point where you got to kind of push through that wall a little bit.
Along those lines, what have you seen from Lamar in that role and how he's progressed? I know he's had some dips in his play, too, out there. What have you just seen?
Yeah, well, listen, everybody has ups and downs throughout the season, and you try to be as consistent as you can be. But I think Lamar's done a great job for us. I think he's done a nice job being able to get some pressure on the quarterback. I think he has 5 sacks on the season, but yet he's had multiple quarterback disruptions, quarterback hits, and those types of things. So he's a guy that, we identified early in the year as a guy that we wanted to, we want him to be a part of our program and what we're trying to build here and what we're trying to do. And, he's bought into it and continuing to try to do the things we're asking him to do. I think he's done a nice job of that.
Bryce Butler was playing a decent amount earlier in the season, and then Andre Holmes started playing well, and it's a performance business, and he's been kind of put back on the inactive list most of the time. But what do you see in players like that all of a sudden aren't on the field anymore? How close do you watch how they respond to that and how they react at practice? And is he still making steps to be, a guy you can?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's always a constant evaluation. And that's part of the deal with, guys that are inactive. It's part of the deal with guys that are on the practice squad. You're looking for daily improvement, constant improvement in the way that they go about playing the game. And again, he's a young player. He's a rookie player, so there's still a lot of things that he has to learn. It's not uncommon for young guys like that to be up one week and maybe down the next. And, again, it's a performance-based business. And, some of those guys have come in. And like you mentioned, a guy like Andre Holmes has come in and really played well. And there's only so many guys that you can have active on game day. So those guys have to continue to prepare because you never know when your number is going to be called. And I think he's responded well to it. I think he'll continue to respond well to it, and hopefully he continues to improve because he's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of talent. He's a big guy that can run fast, catches the ball extremely well, runs good routes. He's just got to continue to work and continue to get better.
You touched on this a little bit the other day, but I'm just curious. Do you see this rookie class that was drafted as, you know, being part of a backbone of this team in the next few years, or can it be like
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely I do. And you look at some of these guys that have come in and played a lot. You know, a guy like C.O. Moore's come in and played a lot. D.J. Hayden, obviously, he's got the injury now, but he came in and played a lot. And he had his ups and downs, but when you go back and look at some of the previous games and you watch him, you know, you see a lot of good things there. Stacy McGee, a guy that we got late in the draft, has really come in and played well for us inside. Menelik Watson, obviously, he's been slowed because of the injury situation, but he's come in and done some good things. So those are guys that, as you look towards the future, that we believe we can build with those type of guys.
Coach, you played the Chargers last year with North Turner as the head coach. This year, Mike McCoy is their head coach, and you have some history with him. How have they changed, and how different of a team are they under this new regime?
Well, it's a different team. Defensively, they're pretty much the same. As what they were last year. Like I said yesterday, I mean, they're playing very well defensively right now. I think they're giving up 17 points a game in the last three games. So against some pretty good offensive football teams. So they're playing well. Offensively, they're totally different. And what they do schematically, a lot of on the ball, check with me type of offense. A lot of the things that you see similar to what Denver's doing. So. And they're playing at a very high level across the board. I talked about that the other day. But Philip Rivers is he's playing as good as I've seen him play in a long time. He's proven why he's been an all-pro player, why he's been a Pro Bowl player, why he was a first-round pick. I think they're playing really well.
Going back to the rookies, does it make it hard to evaluate this season because those guys haven't had a big impact this year?
No, not at all. I mean, when you go across the league and you look at all the rookies collectively combined, percentage-wise, I don't know what that percentage is, but I would say that it's not a huge percentage where those guys come in and make a huge impact early in their career. Obviously, you know about the ones that do, but rookies generally don't make a huge impact in their first year. But there's a lot of things that we see in these guys that we can develop where they can get better, where they can be the backbone of our team moving forward.
With the increased amount of tape regarding Matt, are you seeing defenses adjust to his style of play? Is this kind of the cat and mouse game that you have with?
Well, I mean, I think that's with anything. You got to be able to adjust and change some things up, and as teams scout you, they identify some tendencies, and you got to be able to throw some tendency breakers in there and change some things up. Matt really, when he's gone in there, I know he had a tough game last week, but. He's done some really good things, but again, he's going to make mistakes. All quarterbacks make mistakes. You go back and look at some of the great ones, and what their stats were, through the first two or three years of their career. Obviously, you can identify some of them that were outstanding, but there's a lot of great quarterbacks that you can look at in the first couple of years of their career, and they made a lot of mistakes.
There were some comments from Chiefs players about McGloin. They could read his eyes. Did you see that on film as far as him maybe staring down guys too long?
Well, whether they were reading his eyes they made some good plays. Obviously, they made some good plays, and they did a good job, and they're a good defense. And that's all part of the growing process. And so you go back, you look at it, you make the corrections that you need to make, and hopefully you see improvement this week.
There's a report, I think, in the Washington Post that Coach Flip interviewed with James Madison on Monday. Is that?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment anything on that or coaching situations or anything of that regard.
Okay. What would you assess Marquette King's year so far?
I think Marquette's done a nice job. He's His punting really has been really a bright spot. There's obviously some areas that he's still got to work to improve, but I would say overall, you know, where he's punted relative to other punters in the league, I think he's done exceptionally well.
Do you worry at all about the whole holding issue and his psyche, how it may have affected his mood or his temperament this year at all? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, you worry about that, but that hadn't affected his punting at all. I don't concern myself too much from that standpoint as far as he's concerned with his ability to go out and do his job as a punter.
He's had, I think, two instances where punts of pretty nasty block punts that were not for any fault of his own, and then come back with nice punts almost right afterwards. How big is that to see?
I think it's huge. Yeah. I think it's huge, you know, you got to respond to adversity. You got to respond to negative things that happen to you in a game, and you can't go in the tank. You got to come back and do your job, and I think he's done a good job of that, and that's something that, you know, for a rookie player, that can get in their head, and he hadn't let that bother him.
Rod Streeter has a chance to be the first 1,000-yard receiver here in a long time. What areas has he improved this year? What have you seen his growth of this season?
Well, I think just really his knowledge of football, not just what we're doing in an offensive scheme, but just getting a feel for the passing game. Because the passing game, it's not all about, you know, I'm going to go run this curl route. A lot of things are adjusted based on what the coverage is, what the leverage is. So those are the little bitty things that he's beginning to get better at. You know, as he gets more experience, and you'll see that with a lot of young players, where they'll improve in those areas.
How unusual is that then for him to be so low maintenance, so to speak, as a receiver? Because that's where the deep is at now.
yeah. Usually that group is they have some characters usually in that group. But we got a good group of those guys. I mean, those guys come in, they work hard, they don't really say a whole lot. They just try to do their job and do the best job that they can. And I really think from, you know, early in the year to now, I think that position group has been one of the bright spots and been one of the more improved spots on our football team.